The World Health Organization declared Zika virus a global health emergency this week. Experts believe there is a strong link between the virus and a serious birth defect, but the risk to most Alaskans is low. KTNA's Philip Manning reports.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as many as 80% of people who are infected by the Zika virus will show no outward symptoms. Those who do may suffer from fever, headache, rash, and joint pain. The most serious potential impact of the disease is a strongly suspected link between Zika and the birth defect microcephaly. Louisa Castrodale, an epidemiologist with the state, says that link is not certain at this point.
There's a lot of work that's being done to figure out what's going on with that, you know, how strong of an association it is.
Microcephaly is a condition where a baby's head is much smaller than normal. According to the CDC, that can lead to a less developed brain. A large number of microcephaly cases, especially in Brazil, prompted the World Health Organization to declare Zika a global health emergency. Zika virus is primarily transmitted by two mosquito species of the Aedes genus. The species also carry diseases like dengue and yellow fever. Fortunately for Alaskans, neither of those species lives in the state.
We're quite blessed in Alaska. We don't have any pathogens of humans that are transmitted by mosquitoes.
That's Derek Sykes, associate professor of entomology at the University of Alaska. He says Alaska's subarctic and arctic climates are simply too harsh for Zika carriers. While some of Alaska's 34 species of mosquito are related to the Aedes aegypti, Sykes believes it's unlikely that the virus could find viable hosts here.
There's lots of mosquito species down there, even close relatives to Aedes aegypti, and they're not transmitting the virus. So the virus seems to be very host-specific.
Derek Sykes says factors like climate change are also not likely to bring Zika-carrying mosquitoes to Alaska anytime soon.
I mean, we're talking centuries, probably.
The primary risk for Alaskans is travel. Louisa Castrodale says Alaskans who plan to go to tropical or subtropical climates should take precautions against mosquitoes to prevent not only Zika, but a variety of diseases.
You know, malaria, dengue, chikungunya, things like that.
Castrodale says the CDC has a list of measures that can be taken to avoid mosquito bites in affected areas, including wearing clothes that cover the skin, insect repellent, and air conditioning. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.